An election? Lesserson stopped at the threshold behind her. Why in the blazes would Fell agree to that?
For the same reason I would, Dulles said. Because he doesn't want the Empire to dismantle itself, and because he believes he will win it.
And he will, Lesserson said, finally following her into the salon. He has more resources than you do, and he is the current head of state.
A head of state appointed by a Jedi, Dulles reminded him. Nothing is more unpredictable than an election, Drickle. Not even a battle.
In this case, I must disagree, Lesserson said. You seem to be forgetting the low esteem in which the Moffs hold women. Myself excluded, of course.
What makes you think I'm forgetting anything? Dulles asked. With you standing at my side, the Moffs will be persuaded to overcome their prejudice. Between your planetary resources and my military assets, we'll clearly be a strong candidate.
But strong enough? Lesserson asked. Moff votes are bought, not earned. And Fell can deliver now. We'll only have promises.
Which is why you should suggest a general election, Admiral Dulles,
Pogorsky said, stepping forward.
Then you wouldn't have to settle for sharing the throne, since most Imperial commoners think more highly of women than they do Moffs. Moreover, a general election would appeal to Fell's democratic inclinations. He might even prefer it over a military victory, because it's the kind of reform he would like to bring to the Empire anyway.
A general election? Lesserson scoffed. The Moff Council will never approve that.
The Moffs are too busy clawing at one another's throats to stop us, Dulles said, growing even more enthusiastic. She nodded to Pogorsky. Well done, Lieutenant. I like it.
You beat Jagged Fell in a popularity contest?
Lesserson shook his head in disbelief.
That will never happen.
But it will, Pogorsky said. I can guarantee it.
Lesserson shot her a withering glare.
I suggest you remain silent, Lieutenant. Your delusions are becoming an embarrassment.
Pogorsky's eyes flashed white.
They're not delusions, Moff.
Without looking away, she asked,
Admiral, would you permit me to prove it?
By all means, Dulles said. I'd welcome it.
Thank you.
Pogorsky's smile grew wide, and then her hand slithered up to rest on Lesserson's shoulder.
Moff Lesserson, you may prostrate yourself before your new head of state.
Prostrate myself? Lesserson demanded. On your command?
It's more of a suggestion.
Pogorsky squeezed his shoulder, her fingers digging in so hard they seemed to actually sink into his flesh.
For your own good.
As she spoke, Lesserson's eyes widened and his face paled. A cold sweat began to pour down his brow. After a few breaths, he finally collapsed to his knees and placed his palms at Dulles' feet.
That's better,
Pogorsky smiled, then shifted her gaze back to Dulles.
We can win this, Admiral. I promise you.